The Federal Labor Department had proposed a new rule to restrict how much and what types of work youth on farms could do. Opponents of the rule said it would put an onerous burden and change the definition of a family farm. The Department of Labor announced Thursday night that they were officially withdrawing the proposal, quote, in response to thousands of comments expressing concerns about the effect of the proposed rules on small family-owned farms. This regulation will not be pursued for the duration of the Obama administration, unquote. New York Farm Bureau spokesman Matt Nelligan says the move is great news.
What this does essentially is put us right back to the place where there was a good balance between safety and making sure that we could preserve the future of farming and train kids how to be farmers. And it's going to have an enormously positive impact for a number of reasons. This also affected us hiring kids onto apple orchards and U-pick operations and retail farm stands. So it has a huge impact to make sure that it's okay for us to hire those kids and for them to do the kind of simple tasks and jobs they've always done. Long term, I've said it before, I'll say it again, 99% of New York farms are family farms. With these regulations being rolled back, it's really taken a burden, a potential future burden off of our family farms, and it's going to allow us, I think, to move forward with the next generation of farmers unfettered.
A number of congressional representatives were opposed to the rule and asked for a withdrawal or substantial changes. Among them were New York Congressmen Bill Owens and Chris Gibson. Owens says they heard concerns from numerous family farms.
We were very happy that the department pulled this regulation and it's going to go back and hopefully reassess and make some practical solutions available that will certainly ensure the safety of children or minors working on farms, and it also makes sure we make very clear that the family exemption is fully in force.
Essex County Farm Bureau President Eric Lurkey says he worked on his father's and his grandfather's farm, and that's why he's now on his own farm.
The government did recognize that farming is a family affair, and they did have exemption for family members, but they excluded most of those people by excluding corporations and LLC. We're a small farm. We milk 160 cows right now, which is that now is a very small farm, and we're a corporation. It was a decision my father made to help in the transition when he bought the farm from his father, and it's a protection level. And on a farm like mine, it's not that I needed my kids to work. It's that it's an opportunity, you know, especially with vegetable and berry farms where teenage labor is a huge opportunity for both the teenagers out there and for the farm. And for me, it was more an attack on how I raised my family.
In Vermont, Ginny Nelson is not only Senator Bernie Sanders' ag policy advisor, she's also an owner of Homemakers Farm in Reigate.
It's really important for children that are growing up in a rural environment. You know, you learn how to be around animals and that things can be dangerous and that you have to be reminding kids, just like you have to remind them about seatbelts or how to ride your bike safely down the road. This is just so important to the agricultural industry as a whole. And there are a lot of teenage kids that work on farms for summer employment and even throughout the school year. And it gives these kids a chance to earn some money and to learn a work ethic.
The Department of Labor plans to develop educational programs to promote safe agricultural practices in conjunction with groups like the Farm Bureau, Future Farmers of America, and the 4-H. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.